Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yes, it's the Koi Pond. I'm back. I just got back from one of the toughest tours of my life, man.
Oh yeah,
I'm not even joking. 2 weeks, Ben.
We were overseas.
We were overseas. It was my European tour.
That's awesome, man.
We did Oslo, Norway, Stockholm, Sweden, London twice, Amsterdam, Belgium. And but they arranged it in a way where we were in a different country every day.
Wow.
Cuz I wanted to get it out. You know what I mean? I got a son. I don't have time to wait a week to do the next show. No. Let's get it out on a Wednesday. Let's do a Tuesday show.
Sure, man.
So
different show in a different country every night for 2 weeks.
Basically.
Wow. Dude.
Right? Kind of?
Yeah, there's only like 2 days off.
I'm exaggerating 2 weeks.
Yeah,
no,
the last
2 weeks.
Day was a day off. Yeah, and then there was one. We had an extra day in London, but.
Yeah, we had literally 2 days off to ourselves.
Wow.
We were doing speed tourism. You know what I mean? Like, we got off the plane, we're like, hey, what the fuck do we need to look at?
You just jogged
and just and went there real quick, took a picture, and then slept.
Took the elevator up in the Eiffel Tower straight back down.
No, didn't even do that. We just pointed at it.
Just
there it
looked
is.
At it. Yeah. Like the Griswolds looking at the Grand Canyon.
Exactly. That's exactly what we did.
There it is. All right, time to go, kids.
Let's go.
That's great, though, dude. I mean,
thank you,
physically
man.
Exhausting, but it must have been awesome.
Physically.
To do a tour like that.
The jet lag is ridiculous. When people say jet lag, man, we have it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's so bad. So tired, fall asleep, wake up at 5, ready to go. For some reason, I only had 3 hours of sleep. I woke up at 5:30 this morning. I just woke up because I think my body still thinks it's still in Europe.
Yeah. I was sound asleep for 6 more hours after that.
Caitlin, we're back.
Sorry to point that out. But.
Well, I know. I missed you, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
How cool is this show now that we have somebody that I've known a long time? The thing is, we're not like friends. We are are comics that worked out of the Laugh Factory, and then someone blew up right away in front of my face, and that's Ben Bailey. No, you did.
Yeah, it was like it was the last time I saw you. It was like 12 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
And that's how I would literally see you for sets. Like you would be there Friday night. Oh, there's Ben. Ben's on the 8 o'clock show. Oh, here's Ben. He's on a Thursday show. I'm on. You know what I mean? Like that's how we would see each other. And it was literally, hey Ben, hi. But and then next thing you know, he's like, I got the show. And then next thing you know, you're in New York.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's got 3 fucking Emmys.
Yeah, man.
And you're, from the show.
And you're, dude, that's awesome.
Just finished a 2-week tour of Europe. Like, things have changed a lot since
completely
back
different,
then.
Right?
Yeah.
From hoping to God that Jamie Masada would give us a check.
Yeah, please give me a spot.
To now we're just like, hey, you can keep the check, Jamie.
Keep it, yeah. I need this. I'm going to go sleep. I'm exhausted. I don't need the spot.
So 2005 is the last time I pretty much saw you. I'm pretty sure that's it was 2005 crazy, man. Or 2006.
I think it was 06. I think we had maybe done the first season, but it didn't really catch on until it was like 6 months after it aired the first time.
I remember catching
people were like, "Hey, what happened to that show? Is it coming back?" You know.
Yeah.
And when we did the next run, then it like really went, you know,
that's
over the top.
Crazy, man! And it's still on. It's 2018, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, we were off for all, like 4 years.
Oh,
yeah,
you were?
Yeah.
And they just let the reruns play?
Yep. And then
because I've never seen that thing off the air.
I know it's been running the scene.
Yeah, man.
And luckily, we're all forgetful enough that you could watch an old episode and be like,
Ben,
still not know the answers.
Yeah, that's so true.
Even when you've seen it.
Yeah. Ben, here's the thing, man. I've seen your beautiful face in every city I've been to.
That's great.
You know what I mean?
My
you know
giant head. Because
Cash Cab just
TV
comes
screen.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, Cash Cab just comes the fuck on.
And it's easy to leave on. When you're doing other
yeah, because
shit,
you want to try and win.
Yeah,
it's a for sure watch. It's a for sure watch when you're channel surfing. It's like, okay, I'm gonna go there. It's my default.
Yeah, leave it. Just leave it going while I do laundry or you know whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's such a
you don't have
concept.
To completely focus on it. You get to see New York going by.
Yeah,
in the background.
That's so cool. You enjoy it, man.
Yeah, more now. Like in the beginning, it was tough when we were trying to like work out what the show was going to be.
Yeah.
And later, like the last couple seasons since we've been back, have just been amazing.
Has it really?
It's like a welcome parade all day. You know, everyone's like, the cash cab is back. Everyone's just going crazy when we see him on the streets. I'm like, this is like pretty great, you know?
That's great. They have no idea what it looks like.
What do you mean? The people?
Like, because they're flagging down cabs, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it is produced, like right, or no? It looks like a regular cab. I mean, what do you mean?
Is it produced? Like, do they screen the contestants? Or
some
is
of the people
really
have been interviewed ahead of time.
Really?
But if we're doing our job right, they don't know why. They don't know what they're getting into. Like, we have a pretty elaborate scheme to allow us to interview them and learn a little bit about them right before without them figuring out what's up.
That's so cool. It's such a brilliant show, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm addicted to watching it. I think everyone is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It seems like a lot of people get hooked on it. Yeah, man.
So here's
I don't get it. I can't watch it. I think it's, I think it's terrible.
Here's the thing, man. When you get into your 13th season, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you took four, so nine.
No, it's 13.
Oh, it is 13.
Even with the with the time off.
Damn.
Because we at one point we were doing like three a year. They just kept ordering new ones.
That's
we're
so
making
cool.
120 shows a year.
So you're at your what?
We're around
thousandth.
We're about halfway there. We're around 500.
Fuck.
It's pretty ridiculous.
God,
right?
That's so cool. So
I feel like I'm bragging now.
No, you should brag,
dude.
God damn it! Are you kidding me? You don't think I would be
super self conscious about it?
I would have came to this
coming
pod
across as a douche.
No, no, no. You do that. You do that even before the cash
okay,
cab
good,
brag.
Yeah. I used to do this bit. My friends would be like, "You've changed now that you have a TV show," and I'd be like, "No, I haven't. I've always been a self centered asshole."
So when you have that many seasons, right? At what point do you just basically become the owner of the show? Because I've noticed every host of a game show usually ends up owning that show. It's like
you mean
Pat
like
Sajak.
Actual owner? Like,
yeah, they're like the exact. They're like the big.
Well,
like
been
you,
EP
to get rid
for
of them,
while, yeah.
Huh?
I've been an EP on the show for like a lot of years now, like
oh,
four
that's
or
awesome,
five years.
Man.
So it's just
I don't physically own like I don't own the rights or anything, but I, you know.
But they can't
kind
do
of
that.
My show. They'd have a hard time doing it.
Yeah,
without
they
me,
would. Man. It would suck if they went, and they know it.
They were. I don't want to say they were thinking about it, but they like announced it was coming back without telling me, and then everybody was like, "What the fuck?" Everybody went nuts online, like,
"Yeah, are
then,
you
so?" Then
kidding
I got
me?
In on it. I was like, "What are you guys doing, man?"
Yeah,
and they were, and then I got an offer. You know, like
how
oh, we
crazy
forgot
is
to
that?
Tell you. We forgot to tell you. I guess they wanted to see. I mean, I probably
no.
might be the most expensive part of the show.
Yeah,
point.
You're.
Like if we could do it without him, that would be a lot cheaper for us.
I don't
us,
think anyone you know? Would watch it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like that, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that whole hand and glove. Am I talking about this too much, man?
No, not at all, dude.
But yeah, it's kind of like that hand and glove thing, man. It's to the point where it's like cash cab is Ben Bailey. That's it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You can't put another face in that cab. Are you kidding me? No one would take that game serious.
It'd be pretty weird. I feel like people would be like, I'm not watching it, you know?
No, you can't sell somebody but, something and then take the fucking face. That's like when Punk had Ashton Kutcher and then all of a sudden he was gone. And it was like, well, why the fuck are we watching this?
Yeah, but I feel like a week.
Huh?
They make it without me and people be like, fuck that, I'm not watching
No,
that.
I'm not watching
for
this.
For like a week and then a week later they'd be like, well.
No.
Maybe. Let me just see how it is with the new guy. Yeah. You know, like 2 weeks in, they'd be like, who's Ben Bailey?
Yeah, Ben who?
This show is still good.
Wait, he did how many seasons before?
Yeah. Fuck that guy. He's got enough money. I like the new guy.
Yeah. Bring Loretta back. Loretta tells she asks the questions better. Who's this asshole? Who's the guy tempting for Loretta? I'm glad, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, bro.
Damn,
me too.
Dude.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Do you come up, like, this is what I always, when I watch, like, Jeopardy, Alex always comes across like he's just so fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, I didn't even look at the answers. I just know them. I'm Alex Trebek. It's like, bro, you don't really know the answers. Ben, do you know the answers? Are you playing the game blind like them? Or are you?
No, by the time I'm asking the questions, I know the answers.
They already told you.
I've already memorized the questions and answers.
That's awesome.
So that I could ask them fluidly, because if I stumble over the question, it kind of fucks the game.
Okay.
Know? So I have to study them ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
The first thing that happens is I have somebody ride shotgun and quiz me.
Really?
So I get to play. That's the first time I hear them is I get to play.
Oh,
you know
okay.
I mean?
So that way you got it in your head.
That helps me. And then after I pick them up, like I say, you guys want to... do you want to play? They say, yeah. And I say, all right, let's take a ride in the cash cab. And then I pull over and get out.
That's so cool.
And I go and learn and study while they get released, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I've played, you know, I've played cash cab. The most I've won is $25.
you got the first question right. Yeah, yeah, and then missed the next three.
Then the next three, I was done. I was like, fuck me. And then I had to pay for the cab, too. I'm like, fuck me.
There's plenty of those rides that are like one, two, three. And you're out. We don't really have, they're not as usable, you know, in the final edit. It's like,
it's not fun,
but it's fun for us because we're like, hey, early lunch.
Yeah.
sorry, dude, but we got an extra hour off. Thanks.
Speaking of cash cab, Dre is here late again. One thing you could have done was catch a cab to get here, Dre.
I could have.
What? My whole thing. No, let me. No, don't do the here's the thing. Ben, this is my brother-in-law.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. What's up?
Dre. He's married to my sister. So,
congratulations.
Typically how brother-in-laws work.
Well, you come in with an attitude. Late to the show.
Coming in late with an attitude.
But what I love the most is, Ben, he comes late, but we take the same route here. But what quite confuses me is somehow there's a mysterious ramp that's mysteriously closed all the time.
Oh,
and I'm
see.
Like, Dre,
it's like there was terrible
I'm
traffic
on this freeway.
What happened Man. Is I recycled that excuse.
What happened is
I recycled that excuse. So what happens is I'm late often. I'll admit to that.
You're one of those people. That gets late.
I'll admit to that.
Are you late for everything?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You're just one of those guys.
I know.
It's before a total disrespect I do. To people's when time. When the priest said, you can say I do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry,
I'm
kind of
one of those
ring.
Guys. I'm late. I'm often late for stuff.
Are you?
Just a few minutes.
Fuck.
Never like super late.
I think the only guy that should be late is the guy that is like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm allowed to be late because it's my show.
Right.
Right. For
you know
this.
I mean? Yeah, for
yeah.
this?
Yeah, sure.
I'm 5 minutes
late. I wasn't
late
for this. I'm a guest. I'm not going to be late for this.
Yeah. But Trey has
sometimes my manager makes me late.
Yeah, well, he has food all over his stomach. Did you see that?
No, he's got stuff all over his
Did you guys
shirt?
Have spaghetti? Did you guys have spaghetti? He looks. I just want you to know. I know. And by the way, he's got a powerful manager, by the way. He reps Norton. He reps you. I'm just saying, if you're going to a big meeting to sell a show today, switch the fucking shirt.
He's got spaghetti
he obviously
sauce
had
on his belly.
Bolognese.
I didn't even notice, man.
And he was a slurper. All over the bottom half of his shirt.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, he's definitely
listening. Go change your fucking shirt,
Jonathan. He's checking his shirt.
No, no, don't. Well, if he's listening and he's in the waiting room, don't check your chest. It's around your stomach area.
It's on the belly.
It's right here.
A little sauce on the belly.
Oh, it wasn't a little sauce. That was a big splatter.
Huh?
It was a...
wow.
Yeah. But you know what? Who cares?
I'm glad you noticed that.
He's still classy.
He's a good dude.
He's a fucking great dude.
But like, I was a guy who was always late for stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to a certain point in my life where I'm like, this is ridiculous. I got to stop.
Yeah.
I need to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy change. I just leave a little earlier.
Yes.
But now, sometimes, he makes me late for shit.
Oh, yeah.
When
always.
I'm not that guy anymore. Yeah. And now I am that guy again.
Because of him.
No fault of my own.
Can you say who he is again one more time?
Jonathan Brink. his name is Jonathan Sostain.
There you go. Come
there
in.
He is.
Come
He's
in. Come
up.
In. Just show your shirt. Show the bottom. Look at the bottom. Get over here. Show the fucking look at that shit.
Now he tried to clean it.
Clean it
and now it's
off.
A big wet mark.
It was coffee.
It was not coffee.
Yes, it was. We were in the car. I had a.
Oh,
a
yeah. It was a mocha frappuccino, though.
Oh,
and it got on me.
And it exploded.
It spilled.
Okay. Bolognese in the morning.
It looked like bolognese. I was like, who the fuck eats spaghetti at 10 in the morning?
I would.
That's a fucking agent right there. Hey, before we do this pod, let's get some bolognese in our stomach.
Sauce all over his fucking
shirt. I got a nice white shirt I want to fuck up real quick.
Yeah, it was the smoothie. It was a smoothie when the GPS wouldn't get their address right. He was screaming at it. He was like, it's Thompson! Screaming at the GPS. Please say the name of the street.
I did!
Yeah, exactly.
Thompson, you fucking shit!
And squirting Frappuccino
he's
all
squeezing
over.
He's squeezing it. And it's just
exactly
like,
what
motherfucker! I said it! It's Thompson, you fucking... Do you even have ears?
In a complete
you
rage.
Fuck!
The street name didn't register.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Please repeat the name of the street you would like to go to.
I said it already! Annie, you stupid bitch! What?
Please say the house number.
Oh, you fuck! I said 3200!
Turning left on
No, two. You fucking bitch! I said 3200!
Right
oh, motherfucker! It's on my shirt! It's on my fucking shirt!
It's too
this
late now.
Fuck you!
You've missed the meeting.
Oh, fuck you!
You've ruined your client's
you
career.
You motherfucker!
It's over
you
now.
You motherfucker, yo!
Please calm down.
I'll stab your fucking throat!
Please calm down.
I swear to God!
Please
on everything that's beautiful to me! You motherfucker! You're fucking
car.
With me again!
Oh, for Christ's sake, knock it off!
I'm sorry, Ben! Fucking sorry, Ben! These fucking Japanese cars! These fucking Japanese cars, they hate me!
Please control your Frappuccino.
Oh, fuck you! I think I got something on my shirt. Shit!
Please pull into the dry cleaners.
Fuck you! Oh, I guess you know where that is, huh, you fuck? How many shirts you stayed before me, you fucking bitch? All right. Okay, we're here, Ben.
Okay. Please exit the vehicle.
Oh, fuck you, bitch!
And don't come back.
God, fucking hate this fucking car!
I've so been that guy literally screaming in a shouting match with the GPS.
GPS?
In the car, yeah.
Motherfucker, man.
Shut the fuck up!
Fuck you! Oh, I missed that left turn. Why didn't you tell me a fucking mile that I had to make a right? Why didn't you tell me right when I had to make the right?
Yeah, and then three.
That's the GPS
three
I
times,
have.
Three times.
Three fucking times.
1 foot from the turn.
Yes.
And then three times in a row, right?
Ben, there's. Have you been to the Brea Improv? Do you know how
sure,
to get
yeah.
there? So
yeah.
you take
I don't
the
know
10.
How to get there, but I've been there.
You take the 10 all the way to, like, I don't even know the goddamn freeway, the 57 or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a lonely freeway that no one knows about.
Right.
Let me tell you something, Ben. You miss that exit, and you're in fucking San Bernardino, because there's no other
like
exit after 40 that.
Minutes.
You have to drive 40 minutes to the next exit.
And
this GPS, fucked me so hard. I'm at a goddamn 7-Eleven in San Bernardino going, I was supposed to be in Brea.
Fuck.
That fucking car. Forgot to tell me to make it right.
Caused you to make an illegal U-turn.
Yeah.
And come, so you can get back in time.
I fucking hate these. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to explode.
What
like
about
that.
The GPS that
you
tells you to make two lefts, but they mean a U-turn?
Turn left.
You ever seen that?
Then turn
left. And then turn left.
Then turn left.
Yeah.
Like U-turns don't exist in the machine.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
One turn at a time.
Yeah. Where do you live most, Ben? In New York or LA?
Jersey. I go back and forth, but my main home is Jersey.
Jersey? Completely different lifestyle out there.
Oh, absolutely.
So different. It's like a different universe.
It's so crazy because, you know, I'm LA.
Right.
I would never drive a car in New York. I would never rent a fucking car. I don't understand it. It's very third world to me.
Driving,
I mean, they have
driving in New York, you mean?
Oh, my God, dude. I have so much anxiety when I'm in those cabs, bro.
It's a lot.
I don't even know how you do
it's
it.
It's actually better than it used to be.
Like, how do you even do it when you're...
lanes and, you know, things are a lot more controlled. It used to be a free-for-all, man. Like, you could just...
Yeah.
When I was first doing stand-up, I was driving into New York from Jersey and, like, yeah, I could drive around Manhattan as fast as I wanted.
Yeah.
Like,
you
I would,
could?
Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very different. Now it's like... It's very controlled.
What do you mean controlled? I feel like it's still chaos.
I mean, you get pulled over now. And
oh, and like whereas back in the day, they didn't give a
people
shit.
People drive a lot more controlled than they used to. It used to be like,
used to be the Wild Wild West.
It really did, man.
Yeah.
I remember driving. I shouldn't even say how fast, man.
Yeah.
But I would do. I'd have a spot like uptown at the Strip.
Yeah.
And I would make it all the way downtown to the Comedy Cellar in like 7 minutes.
No shit.
Wow. Yeah, which
just
you
running
can't
red.
Do that unless you're breaking a lot of the rules. Should take you 20 minutes. I'd just be like,
yeah. Dude, I'm
like,
telling you.
If you go 75 miles an hour, you can hit all the lights. And then when you start
one
to
shot.
See the don't walk symbols coming up for the side street, for the cross streets, that's when you turn off. And
yeah.
then you catch those lights going across town. And the same thing, we start to see the don't walks, then make
go
it left,
the
go down the avenue, and zigzag your way all the way through, man.
Yo,
that's
you hacked the Matrix
you
with the lights.
Yeah, yeah, we can't do it anymore.
Holy shit.
You can't do that shit anymore. They'll nail you. And now they have, like, they actually rebuilt it, so the curbs jut out at the ends of the intersections. So there's and there's parking. There's more parking. There's less lanes.
Yeah.
And there's all these different laws about where you can turn. And like at one point I was like flying down 7th Avenue and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
7th Avenue ends right here at like 46th Street now. Yeah. And there's people sitting at picnic tables where 7th Avenue used to be.
Holy like, shit. What the fuck?
Okay, I think maybe I need to settle down here. There's people picnicking where I thought I was going to be driving 60 miles an hour. Oops. So it's very different from how it used to be, but still chaotic and insanely difficult.
Is that where you grew up? Jersey?
Yeah, mostly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I moved around. I was born in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
I lived in Michigan, like a suburb of Detroit, then back in Kentucky, then to Jersey.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
So and you went to Jersey for what? For comedy?
No, I moved there when I was, that was all before I was 10 years old.
No shit.
All those moves, yeah. So then from 10 until the end of high school, I lived in Jersey, yeah. And I live pretty close to where I grew up at this point still.
Am I wrong, but were you a police officer before?
No.
Why did I always think you were a police officer?
Because I look like a cop, I guess.
I think that's what it was.
And I used to have a bit about how I look like a cop.
That's what it was. You were on stage and
so
you would
say
that.
So my name is Ben. In fact, I was doing that at that time when we were at the factory a lot.
That's what it was, man.
And I am a comedian. But for some reason, people tend to think that I'm a cop.
Yeah.
That's this
what
whole
it was.
Long thing, you know.
I remember that, man.
When I show up at a party, they always hide all the drugs. when I get on the subway, the criminals move quietly to another car.
It's so true.
Whenever I walk into an Italian restaurant, the end of it, I just say, it goes on. It's such a ridiculous bit.
You do look like a cop that's like on his day off.
Yeah.
You do.
You have resting narc face.
Yeah. you always look like you're about to arrest somebody.
It ended, the next line was, whenever I walk into an Italian restaurant, they just hand me an envelope filled with cash.
So we're staying open for another 30 days, God. Right, Ben?
It went on and on. Like
that's great, dude.
I can't remember the next line. It was years ago, man. Once in a while, someone will even come right up to me and say something that subtly implies that they think I'm a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like, fuck you, pig. I usually arrest those people. Because why spend all that money on the gun and the badge and the uniform if you're not going to use them?
Yeah, exactly.
So you were a bouncer.
It just went on forever.
Yeah. You were a bouncer at one time, correct?
I was a bouncer, yeah.
Now,
a couple different places.
Did you go into cop mode in your bouncer role?
I would go. I didn't have to do a lot as a bouncer generally at the places I worked anyway. You just kind of had to be a big guy and stand by the door.
Yeah.
You know, you
really have that
had to
face,
throw
though.
Anybody out or anything.
Ben has that. He's been blessed with that face. Where I don't want to. Like, I might be able to do something against him, but I might not.
Yeah, maybe better not find out.
I don't want to find out. He looks like he knows. Doesn't Ben look like he knows Krav Maga or whatever it's called?
Yeah, Krav
Maga. How do you say it? Yeah, he looks like he knows Krav Maga.
He has dad from Taken face.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, rescue my daughter face, yeah.
No, you look like you know a martial arts that no one knows. Like a secret, like the same one that Jean-Claude Van Damme knew. You know what I mean? Like no one knows what his martial art is.
Yeah, croissant.
It's just from Brussels.
Yeah,
it's just from Brussels.
Brussels, right.
I can crush a walnut with my butt cheeks.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, nice.
For sure. That's nice. And that's college. That's college, everyone. That's what Ben did at college. Who wants nuts? Put it in Ben's ass!
Wasn't that his like weird little claim to fame that he could do that?
Oh, Jean-Claude said that?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Oh, my God.
Really? That was pretty random if you didn't know what I was referring to.
I thought you were just talking about some special martial art that you do.
Why the fuck would you tell us that?
Well, I brought a bag of nuts. Watch this.
I still, even to this day, if I stand by the door of a club, people show me their
show ID. That's
so fucking funny, man.
Even looking at me like, why does this bouncer look so familiar? Showing me their ID. It happened like 2 weeks ago at the Village Underground in New York. This kid shows me his ID.
That's great, man.
I looked at him. I took my time studying the picture and studying his face. Okay. And I go, okay, there you go. Ben, now, you be sure to show that to the bouncer when you get inside.
That's terrible.
This kid just goes, oh, fuck you, man. He was so pissed. Oh, it's not
that's
that bad, dude.
Funny, man. You do have that face. I never
bouncer,
thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good face. My face is not that face. This is not cop face. No one's showing me their ID with this face.
Yeah?
You think?
Nah.
Nah.
Bartender? Fuck. Maybe bartender face.
Nah. Bar back. The guy bar that's going, I got blue waters. Hey, you're fully stocked on waters. Hey, I got some of those cherries things. Some of those cherries.
You need more fruit?
Yeah. Hey, I'm slicing lemons.
Is they lime?
Hey, what are you guys doing after the bar tonight? I'm that guy.
Nothing. Shut up, Barback.
Fuck! Get more lemons!
You have Barback face?
I have Barback face.
Barback busboy face?
Fuck. Sucks for me, man.
You have a nice face. You have a friendly face.
It's
you look
friendly.
Like a...
Yeah, whatever. I have a double
but
chin.
But there's a sneaky element. There's something. There's some underlying.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Conniving.
Yeah,
and that's coming from a detective. He knows.
If anyone could read people, it's this guy. Ben Bailey,
I didn't
everybody.
Like you. The minute I looked at you, I didn't like you. I knew you were up to something.
Ben, you guess what my son said to me on the way to school? He goes,
make a left?
Nope. He said, Dad, why'd you give me this double chin? So my son... My son has a double chin, and he's only 15, and it really is my chin. Oh. It's this little fucking chunk of... What the fuck is this? I've had it my whole life.
Huh.
And now he has it, and I didn't realize it until he said something. He goes, Dad, look, what the fuck, Dad?
Can he grow a beard yet?
That's what I told him. I go, you need to start shaving your neck.
Get a little...
Yeah.
He's going to have a tough 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Down here.
Even it out.
Even it out.
Even it out, bro. Grow the grass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or he could get like a fake chin.
Oh.
Like a prosthetic.
Maybe get him a prosthetic chin for his 16th birthday.
Superhero chin.
Would you get a car now? He's got a Jay Leno chin for my birthday. How cool is it to have 3 Emmys? Be honest, because that's my goal right now. Right now, I have that on my to-do list, one of them is to get an Emmy.
That's pretty cool.
I want it.
It's pretty cool.
Very heavy.
They are heavy, yeah.
Very beautiful. Out of all the awards, I think that one is the most prestigious looking one.
Elegant.
I just love the way it looks.
Elegant.
It's pretty crazy.
It is elegant.
Looking.
Yeah.
It has like the lightning bolts.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
The first time I went, Ellen DeGeneres was hosted.
Oh,
or no, so cool. She didn't host the whole thing, but she presented my category.
Oh,
game
wow.
show. And so she described the Emmy as though we were all on a game show, and that was the prize that one of us was going to win.
That's hysterical.
It was really funny.
Wow.
Man. And she's like, she's an angel with lightning bolts sticking out of her back.
That's so
could be
funny.
Used as a doorstop or a hood ornament.
Like, yeah.
She had this whole thing. It was really funny, man. It's weird. It's weird to have them.
That's badass, man.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good.
It feels good.
Who did you go up against to win?
The Mount Rushmore of game show hosts, kind of like Trebek and Sajak.
What?
Wow!
Yeah, the first time
you
it was,
battled the big three.
Yeah, man. Well, the first time I got nominated, I didn't win, but it was Bob Barker, Alex Trebek, Pat Sajak, and
what?
Myself.
What?
You went up against Barker?
Barker
they don't
announced
even go
his
to
retirement
those...
like 2 days after.
Oh, so they gave it to him,
so
huh?
he won. Of course. Like, oh, I guess he's going to win now.
Yeah,
he is the most, I think, ever.
Yeah, his acceptance speech was, of course.
Yes, thank you again.
Duh.
Just threw it on the pile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
You just hear a clank in the back. Clank. I brought all my Emmys to this show.
He has like 40.
Clank, clunk.
Really?
He had like 40.
Oh, yeah. He's got to, right?
Trebek has a lot, too.
Yeah, Trebek has a lot, too. But so who'd
Trebek
you beat?
Trebek and I were joking. I beat Trebek and Sajak and...
nice.
A handful of different people from shows that kind of came and went.
That's so cool, bro.
It was pretty badass.
Were they nice to you? Like, or was it like beef in their
Sajak
eyes?
Never shows up.
Sajak never shows
up? Yeah, because he doesn't
boycotts
win.
The Emmys?
Because for years, Bob Barker or Alex Trebek would win.
Oh, they would never get to Wheel of Fortune?
And Sajak was like, fuck it, man. I'm just not even going to go anymore.
Pat what? Sajak is the Jay-Z of the Emmys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He's
Susan,
Will Smith.
Susan
Will
Smith. Smith.
Never would have thought.
Yeah. So he doesn't go.
I never met him. I've been 6 times. I haven't met him. But
he's
one
of my favorite
Trebek.
Game show hosts.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Who goes? Does Vanna go in his stead?
No. There's no one was there from Wheel of Fortune.
No one shows up for Wheel of Fortune.
But no one
whole,
for the crew. The
just
whole,
a complete boycott.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a boycott or if they, I don't know. But you know they,
who,
I never met
I'm going to call it a boycott.
You know
sure.
who shows up
yeah,
every
it was a
year?
Yeah.
Ted Bailey.
That's right.
Yep.
If I'm invited.
Yeah.
I haven't been invited in a while.
And if he's not there to get an award, he's there checking IDs and make sure everyone gets
that's
in.
Right. That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to the daytime Emmys. Are you nominated? No, I'm working the door.
Just making sure no illegals are in here. You know what I mean?
I'm working the cash bar.
So you beat the first one that you won was against Pat and Trebek.
Yep. And somebody else, I can't remember.
Did you take a picture with Alex?
Sure, yeah.
Put that right next to the Emmy.
We sat together. He's not the kind of pompous guy that people think.
He doesn't look like it.
He's funny, man.
Yeah, he doesn't look like it at all.
He was talking about going after Barker with a baseball bat.
What?
Joking about, let's go after him. That son of a bitch, he always wins.
Oh, that's funny,
like,
yeah.
Because I said to him, I go, don't worry, Barker can't retire 2 years in a row.
That's funny.
He goes, you know that son of a bitch made new episodes this year? He's going to be eligible next year. And if he wins again, I'm going after him with a fucking baseball bat.
I can't believe this.
And I was like, I can't believe this shit, inside Alex stuff, Trebek. Man.
Huh?
I can't believe this inside stuff. He wanted to Tonya Harding, Bob Barker?
Yeah.
He wanted to go after him.
Crazy.
And then the funnier part of that is, like, then we were all seated at the same table, of course, right? And I was late getting to the table. Apparently, before I got there, I remember I had my head shaved back then.
Yeah.
So another tall guy with a shaved head was walking by. Uh-huh. And Trebek goes, hey, Ben! He runs over to this guy. Hey! He goes, I'll pay for the bat that we're going to beat Bob Barker with. To some other dude. Just like, what? What are you talking about,
Alex
Trebek?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. And then his Wrangler guy comes over and goes, that's not Ben Bailey, Alex. That's a totally different guy.
Damn. The Emmys turned into the Source Awards. Holy shit. Alex Trebek is Suge Knight.
Oh, dude. He's a fucking funny guy, man.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Dude. That's cool.
I think he puts people off with his exaggerated pronunciations.
Yeah.
It makes him seem like he's, he thinks he's better than us.
Oh, dude, when he talks, man, I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker does not look at his cue cards at all. He really knows it.
He knows a lot of stuff.
Oh, so he is smart.
He's super smart.
Wow. Yeah.
Super knowledgeable. He knows fucking everything, that guy.
It's kind of like
They've made 3,000 episodes or probably more.
More.
Wow. Probably more than that.
More.
By now,
I mean, that's been around since, I was 15, I think.
It's been on for 40 years or something, right? Or
what?
30-something years.
Yeah, you're right. It has been.
It's been on forever.
Yeah, if you took Trebek to a Mexican restaurant, he's pronouncing everything perfectly.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'll have the quesadilla. Yes, sir, Mr. Trebek. Extra queso. Okay. What is sour cream for $100?
That's a story of...
I'll take margarita for a bonus round.
That's the story of how, have you heard that story about how Jeopardy came to be?
Uh-uh.
It's Merv Griffin.
Oh, Merv was a G,
created Jeopardy,
man.
Right?
How the fuck did Merv create all those great shows?
Dude, I don't know.
What a genius.
He was the man, yeah. But so he went in, he came up with this show.
Uh-huh.
You give the people the answer and they give you the question.
Yeah, that was his idea.
He goes, that's my idea for a game show. But I don't know how true it is, but legend has it that he went into this first meeting and he said, here's the show. The host gives the people the answer, and then the contestants have to give him the question. And the guy was like, he kind of liked it, and he pulled him aside after. He goes, it's a good idea, but there's not enough Jeopardy.
Yeah. There's not enough. You're serious?
Yeah, and Merv was like, Jeopardy.
That's the show.
And then he went to the next meeting and pitched the same show and named it Jeopardy and sold it.
That's
the legend. I don't know if it's true, but.
Oh, my God. You know, he created Wheel of Fortune, too. You know that, right?
Merv Griffin did, too.
Yeah, I think so. Dude. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
We had a question on Cash Cab. Merv Griffin made, it was like 70, and this is back, this is like 8 or 10 years ago now. At that point in time when I asked the question, he had made $77.7 million.
Just, and that was back then.
Just on the theme music from Jeopardy.
Wait, what?
Wow. Which he also wrote. Merv wrote that,
bro.
And just the royalties from that, because he wrote it, put it in the show, and every time they used it on the show, you'd get a check.
That's crazy.
He's a composer.
He made
too?
Almost $80 million just on that part of the show.
Yeah,
and that was 10 years ago.
Wow,
what?
That's why you can roll up and go, you know what, I think I'm going to buy the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Which he did also. This song made over $77 million.
Yeah. Still going strong, dude.
What is Jeopardy?
Trebek, by the way, has promised that he's going to give me Jeopardy when he retires. But I don't know if I believe
that
him.
Son of, that or if fuck he can up. Actually he do it. That fuck it. If not, we got a manager that'll make it happen. Listen here, you fucker. You remember what you said at the Emmys, you motherfucker? You said you're going to get my client the fucking show, Alex. Hey, who's the host of fucking Jeopardy now? What is Ben Bailey, motherfucker? He's got strawberry shortcake on his chest.
Trebek thinks it's blood, but it's frappuccino. Yeah.
So what is that, scared? Blood? No, motherfucker! It's a strawberry shortcake frappuccino! It's seasonal!
It's seasonal.
You got the best manager in the business, man.
Dude, don't fuck with him.
He
drinks seasonal frappuccinos.
Frappuccinos, man. The pumpkins are in season. You know what that means? Lattes, motherfucker. Love him. Every time I see him, he has a stain on his chest.
That's his thing.
It's his thing. I saw him leave.
He's like a Brad Pitt character. He's always eating.
Yeah. Is he really? He always eats? Does he like to eat? My manager, that's all he does is eat snacks.
Oh, really?
Am I right, Chase?
He's always snack guy.
A fucking snack-eating motherfucker, man.
But he likes good snacks.
He likes good snacks.
It helps to have a snack guy in the squad.
Like what?
He loves nachos. He'll brag about his nachos that he makes at home. He has a nacho pan that he ordered online on Amazon.
For nachos?
He's got a special pan for nachos. When he goes to restaurants, he always looks at the nacho portion and see what's in it and how they're made, and then he compares it, and then he'll go, I don't think it's good enough to buy.
It's not up to snuff.
Yeah. I use a 7 queso, so they're they're only using one cheese here. So
that's
I'm good
a lot of
that
queso.
One. Yeah, he does a 7, or is it 7 layer?
7 layers.
Oh, it's a 7 layer.
Is there like beans?
7 different cheeses or something like that?
Yeah, he's got guacamole. He's got
7 layer.
7 layer.
Got it.
So he's got
7 layer queso.
7 layer queso nacho. And then he bakes it in the oven.
Wow.
Oh, he swears by it, man.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's his shit. And then, then his default is Cheez-Its.
Oh, dude. there isn't a more basic and simple, better snack cracker. Than a fucking
holy shit, right?
They're amazing.
They
the
taste
is
like
you eat that whole box.
Oh, I can eat the whole box,
and then you
bro.
Won't be able to shit for a month.
Yeah, yeah. Or you shit a Velveeta block, bro. I can eat a whole box of Cheez-Its.
That big box.
Yes,
my favorite is when you're done eating the Cheez-Its and you're done 5 minutes ago, and you just. Poke your finger or go.
Oh, yeah, you got all that extra cheese in there.
Yeah, oh, my God, that is so good.
And then when your finger's still wet, you can use it to clean up those crumbs in the bottom.
Yes, and that's a saltier Cheez-It right there.
Super salty.
Yeah. Ben, are you as old as me? Are you in your 40s?
No, I am. I'm 47.
Okay, so I'm 48. So check this out.
I'm right behind. I'll be 48 in 2 weeks.
It's so funny because my son... He likes Chex Mix, right? Is it called Chex Mix?
Sure.
And then I realized when I was his age, Chex was just a cereal. Mm-hmm. And they came out with a commercial saying, instead of breakfast, you guys can make Chex Mix. And they would put the directions on the back of the box.
Right,
and in the box, they gave, you know how most boxes had toys? Mm-hmm. In there, they had a seasoning pack.
You
had to buy pretzels and peanuts, and you had to mix it with the Chex Mix with the seasoning, and then shake it in a bag.
That's brilliant.
That's how old I am.
Wow.
That's brilliant, though.
Before they were like, can't we just make this?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you guys just put it all in a box ahead of time?
Yeah.
Instead of giving us assignments.
Right.
All right, here's your cereal. Now,
wait
here's
a minute,
what you
I'm
have
a
to
cook?
Do. Like, I thought I was just going to.
Manager again. What the fuck? Why can't they just put this in a fucking bag? What the fuck? I got seasoning all over my goddamn shirt. I got milk. Am I supposed to add milk to it? What the fuck?
No milk, right?
Now,
no
milk. Is it still cereal?
If you're Chex Mixing.
What the fuck? Is it breakfast or is it lunch, motherfucker? Your manager's great, dude.
He's great. He's got a great screaming voice.
He does. That's him. We should cartoon this thing. We should animate this. I swear to God.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah, man.
So here's another one. You ready?
He is a great manager.
He is a great manager. I got two more for my air. Ben, you should remember this too. You ready?
Two more things from back.
From
way
back in the day.
When?
From back in the day.
I think the Cheez-Its box had a recipe for something on it also.
No way.
Yeah, I think you could. It was like that. I don't know what it was. It was like macaroni and cheese with.
Oh my god!
Cheez-Its.
How have I never thought about that? I want that tonight.
How good would that be?
Why is my mouth watering right now?
Yeah. I don't know if it was on the box, but it should have been. It sounds pretty fucking good.
Here's another one where I know I'm old. You ready?
Yeah, man.
When Ruffles was just plain, they didn't have seasoning.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't have any
just
flavors.
Regular old Ruffles.
It was just Ruffles. That's it. And that was their marketing campaign. Right. All the other ones had flavors, Doritos and Ruffles. Like, we're just potato chips, man.
Ruffles had ridges.
Yeah, Ruffles have ridges. Right.
But no flavor.
No flavor. Just fucking salt.
Yeah. And they were damn good.
They were good back then. They were good.
Pringles. Pringles were good.
Pringles was only one flavor.
Original. Yeah, the red
Pringles
the red
was
can.
Just original. Doritos was just Doritos.
Yeah, yeah. Doritos was just Doritos. Yeah.
There was no Cool Ranch or even cooler ranch.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
We're old, bro.
It was just nacho cheese.
Things have changed a lot.
We're old, bro.
There's nothing like that dark Dorito, though. That extra dusty Dorito.
Oh, that,
know what
like,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. It's a different color.
They should. I always thought they should make extra dusty Doritos.
You're very smart
that's
for
how,
saying that.
That's
you
how
should.
Corn Flakes came about. You know, they burned. They were trying to make some. I can't remember what they were trying to make. Some other.
They were trying to make something else. They were
trying to make something else, and they just burned the shit out of a batch of whatever it was.
Ben.
And then somebody put them in milk and was like.
Ben.
I'm like, what are you eating?
Ben, I hate to interrupt.
And that's how they invented cereal.
Hold on, you guys. I hate to interrupt this. Ben, I just came up with a great concept for you.
Okay.
Cash Cab, the Ben Bailey questions. These useless fucking things that
you know.
Oh,
things like this.
That no one fucking knows.
He knew, too.
This is useless. This is useless shit.
Shit you don't need to know.
Who the fuck knew that Corn Flakes was a mistake?
Corn Flakes were a mistake.
Ben knows. And there's other things that I know. And you can win one if you know them, too.
You know this stupid shit that I know.
Stupid shit Ben knows.
I feel like everybody has
what
some
can
of
Ben
those
Dan
little
put in his
things.
Ass?
Oh, Van Damme?
What?
What can Van Damme put in his ass and crack?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Did you know Van Damme can crush a walnut with his asshole?
Jean-Claude
More
Van
of those
Damme.
On the new Ben Bailey cash cab.
Jean-Claude Van Cornflakes, now with walnuts.
Yes.
Now with butt nuts.
With butt nuts.
I can't believe you guys never heard that he did that. That he said that.
I never heard that one.
He like
never
said it on the Tonight Show. Like I can crack walnuts with my butt cheeks or something. I was like, what the fuck?
Who
Why
Jay,
would
Jay? Would Jay
tell
or Johnny?
It was with Jay, I think.
Jay, yeah, I think
so.
So Jean-Claude Van Damme. So what do you do? What can you do? What kind of things that people don't know about that you can do?
When I'm alone at home, I will sometimes crush walnuts with my butt cheeks.
Okay. And we'll be right back. What the fuck was that? Who the fuck is this guy? Do the splits.
I'm sorry, Jay. I thought it would be funny.
No, it's not. What the fuck?
Maybe afterwards I'll take my shirt off after the break.
Yeah, the demographic is a bunch of old people that eat nuts, and now they're fucking scared.
Dude, have you ever seen JCVD?
Yes, I
How
love
fucking
that.
Great is that?
I think it's brilliant, by the way.
Dude,
and
he's
keep
so good in that.
So. I told everyone that, Ben.
So good.
I told
movie,
everyone
man.
They need to watch JCVD. It's the
awesome.
Most brilliant shit I've ever seen
so,
written.
What is
so
that?
Smartly
he's
done.
He's a fucking a spy.
It's basically a movie about
but he's
him.
An actor that...
He plays himself.
He plays an... Oh, go ahead.
But I mean, I haven't watched
no,
it in a while.
He,
but.
No, he's a spy.
Okay.
But he has an agent because he plays an actor. Get it?
It's like it's, yeah, it he's
so
really
she gives
him,
a, she gets
him
acting
spy.
Gigs, but he's actually a spy that works for the government.
Okay, oh, wait, no, it, that's the spinoff. That's the TV show Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Yes!
Yeah, JCVD is like
what
the
what fuck are you guys talking about?
Bro, I'm telling you, no, I watched both.
It's a great show, but
no,
the, movie, the movie that inspired that is just called JCVD, and it's he
I
plays himself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're, yeah.
And
I
it's
saw
like
that
the
too.
Struggle, like
the struggle,
how
yep.
hard it can be to be like this big star, but everyone kind of looks thinks of you as a punchline. A
yes,
little bit.
Yes, it's good, bro.
It's fucking brilliant. It's
it really
so
is good.
Well done.
Really.
And he has a moment in it where you're like, "Holy shit, he's a fucking great actor. He's
yeah.
a great actor."
How old is this?
It just came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, a few years back. JCVD.
It's really good.
It's
really?
Fucking great.
It's
dude.
On Netflix.
It blew me away. There's a part
where...
Or
is it on Amazon?
Where he's... You know the part where he's in the car?
Yeah.
The woman's driving him home. He just wants to get home.
Yes.
He's been on the road. And she's just asking him all these questions about him and, like, you know... Mm-hmm. And he has to answer, or she's like... thinks he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just feel his pain so clearly, man.
Yeah,
he takes it to check it out.
He takes it to that uncomfortable space.
Really? But he was smart enough to also make
because he really makes himself look like what everyone talks about. You know how everyone makes fun of him?
Yeah.
They put that in the movie where he's a clown. Like they clown him and
he knows that and it really
good.
Hurts
he goes
him.
There
it
like vulnerable and all that.
Yeah,
it's really good, man.
Yeah. Dude, he does this monologue.
And can I also say this? He looks scarier now than he did back in the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't want to fuck with him.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he gives you that look like, you don't want to fuck with me, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really good.
It's really worth watching, man. It is. But
it'll
I really do like
how
the,
you feel about that guy.
I do like the spinoff, though, Jean-Claude Von Johnson.
The TV show kind of came from that.
I definitely
from JCVD.
Thought that was a joke.
No, it's good.
That's the name of the show, Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
I loved it.
It's fucking great.
It's really good, man. What was that? Was that Amazon?
I think it is Amazon. Yeah.
You're on Amazon.
My last special.
What's
on
the name
Amazon.
Of the special?
It's called Ben Bailey Live and Uncensored.
Where'd you shoot it?
I shot it at Up in Chicago.
You did?
Yeah.
Fucking
I love
Up
that
is
place.
The shit.
I love that club. Man.
I love Up. Man.
They don't do stand up there anymore.
Why?
I don't know, man. I did their opening weekend.
Yeah, man.
When they opened, and I said I'm going to come back here in like a year and a half and shoot a special.
And then I did.
And then now they just don't do stand-up anymore.
I don't get it, because that club is so perfect for stand-up.
It was great.
By the way, Up is actually located in, what's the name of that improv
group?
Second City.
Yeah.
It's Second City.
It's upstairs from Second City.
And it's upstairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's still there. They don't book stand-ups into it anymore.
So
they do like improv shows and stuff, you know. Mm.
They really should do stand-up.
It was such a great room for
stand-up. One of my favorite rooms, man.
Yeah, I loved it.
In Chicago area.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you shot that there, and now it lives on Amazon forever, which is a great place for anything to live.
Yeah, man.
Go see Ben Bailey's, what's it called? Ben Bailey Live?
Live and Uncensored.
Live and Uncensored
because
on
people,
Amazon.
Like,
go get that now.
Cash cab people expect me to be clean, and they're shocked when I swear. So
yeah.
I put it right in the title. Hey, I say fuck.
Well, you
this.
Think, yeah, come on.
Not that it's super dirty or anything, but you know.
No, I don't understand when people get shocked at that. It's like everyone curses.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that is. I think that's a misdirection that people like to do or portray.
It's a weird little thing.
I think they enjoy saying it out loud in front of other people because it makes them feel good about themselves. But you know you're full of fucking shit.
They're full of shit.
You're a full of shit person.
People that say they don't curse.
Yeah, just don't fucking frown upon me.
Yeah.
Keep your fucking opinion to yourself. You're going to sit there and act like you're a fucking saint, I don't want to deal with you as a person or a human because I think you're phony. You're full of shit.
Right. Yep.
I hate people that do that.
It's posturing. Yeah.
Oh, I was shocked that you cursed, bitch. Fuck you. You know you curse.
I've had
fuck
people
you.
Complain. Get up. They're leaving. They're walking out of my show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? You're leaving?
Yeah. You're dirty.
And, oh, I don't care for the language.
I'll go fuck yourself.
And then I'll get into it with them, and then by the end, they're swearing at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, fuck you, Ben.
You just ruined your whole game. You're so full of shit.
Yeah, you're so full of shit.
You're shouting at me. You're swearing at me in front of this whole crowd.
It makes me so mad, Ben.
You know how it happens a lot?
And you're right, Chase. That is posturing.
Yeah, they're posturing. Like they're making it look like my entire bubble of people that I associate with don't talk like that.
Yeah.
And they're above you because of that.
Yeah. And by the way, I live in America, and I've never heard anything like that in my life before.
Yeah.
Go fuck
like
yourself.
Every day since fifth grade, you know? Yeah.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Such bullshit.
Sometimes it's like they'll be doing it for each other. Like if there's two people there, like a father, son, but like the kid's not a child.
Yeah.
The dad will be like pretending that he doesn't want to hear the swearing for the kid's sake, and then the kid's doing the same thing, posturing for his dad.
Bro, I've been telling
you. And you mean
an adult child.
An adult child, not a little kid.
So
they're both doing it for each other when neither one of them really gives a shit.
Yeah, they both watch South Park by themselves.
Yes.
But they should be watching it together as a family.
Yeah. And they both
say fuck and laugh.
And
they, idiots, what are you doing?
And they both go on internet porn by themselves as well.
For sure.
So go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And they should be doing that as a family.
They should be doing it together.
Exactly. Exactly. I hate to go off on a little rant, though, Ben, because it's frustrating to me when you hear, you know, like I'll take it to that dirty space, too. when I start talking about my son, mm-hmm. and you know, because he's a teenager now, right? So the minute I start talking about real shit that teenagers do, I can always hear someone in the audience go, "Oh, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, you have a kid, right? Yeah, he's the same age." And I'm like, "So are you pretending that you don't know this motherfucker's doing that?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. Are you making that gesture out loud to let everyone think in this audience that your kid is super fucking good because you're indirectly sending that message out?
My son doesn't
like.
Masturbate.
Are you pretending?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm not talking to a human. Yeah. You're not a human if you do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
To sit there and act like you don't know that your teenager is fucking pounding his dick right now while mom is at a show.
It's a comedy show, right?
No doubt.
Bro, please stop the bullshit. Yeah. I cannot associate with people like that. Yeah. I would never even date a person like that. Like, get the fuck away from me. That is such a weird
Yeah, they have a warped version of reality.
It is.
It's warped. Yeah. It's not. We really fucking talk
They're not
like
really
this.
Trustworthy either, if you think
oh,
about
no,
it.
Oh, no. Yeah, because you're a liar.
It's kind of like, you're definitely not honest at all.
Yeah, man. You're definitely, the scientific word for that is, I believe,
denial to some
degree. Denial.
Denial. You know?
That's a good word.
Another scientific word would be phony.
Yep.
you phony fuck.
Like a woman maybe is in denial about how often her teenage son is jerking off. Right?
Yeah, dude.
Very
stop
easily.
The bullshit.
She wants to think maybe he does it once in a while, or maybe he doesn't.
Or he did it and he didn't like it.
Yeah, he did it once, and then he learned his lesson.
Yeah,
it's like, exactly. No, it's 12 times a day.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Right.
His room just smells like the ocean.
It smells like a pile of bleached clothes.
He's going through socks.
What is it? Did you open a bottle of Clorox in your room? What the fuck is this scent? I thought you didn't know how to work the washer and dryer, Joe. Are you doing whites today?
How is he going through four pairs of socks a day?
Yeah.
He only has 2 feet. How do you use 8 socks every day?
You only have 2 feet, man. Are you switching your socks every hour on the hour?
She's like, oh, should I throw these in the laundry? He's like, I'll get them. No, I'll get those.
Dude, when my mom caught me.
Don't touch the socks, Mom.
Why are they crunchy?
Why does my socks look like a hockey stick? Yo, when my mom was doing laundry and she pulled my sock out, that was the most embarrassing day of my life. But she looked right at me. No words, bro. She gave me that mom look and threw that fucking sock away. And that was it. I knew I was caught.
There was an unspoken understanding.
Yeah.
Right? That's what that other mom is doing. She's pretending it's not happening.
Yeah. I do the joke on my set. I talked about her catching me fucking my socks, but she didn't say it. I made that part up. The part, stop fucking your socks.
Yeah.
Like, I made that part up.
Right.
Bro, I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was laying in bed. I probably just fucked a sock, and she was doing laundry. And
what are
she
they
pulled,
there for? I mean,
she pulled my sock out, and I swear to God, she looked, and then she looked at me, and then she kind of had that like, you know, like disappointed look, and then she threw it, and I was like, I gotta find something else to fuck.
Now I have to stop.
And that was it. That was the last time I did that.
Come on, do we have any bananas? Right there, are there any fresh bananas?
Oh my God.
That's funny. Mom, I don't have that turtleneck anymore. But that was it.
But that's human nature, man. I can't just pretend that's not happening.
Exactly.
It's
and
ridiculous.
My mom knew I was doing it. She made me feel uncomfortable all the time. Oh, take a long shower. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But that's cool. I love that. That's why I am with my son. You see how I am with my son, Che.
Yeah.
You see how I am, Dre.
Yeah.
And I talk to him. I don't talk to him dirty, but I use bad words in front. I've been telling my son to fuck off since he was 5. And he respects me for it.
He still hasn't gotten the message, though.
Yeah, I told him to fuck off yesterday. I just don't understand. Ben, I'm sorry to take it there.
It's fine, dude.
You know what I mean?
Are you kidding? This is
but it's
hilarious.
Just like, I don't understand that type of parenting. I don't understand that kind of person. Yeah. Like, you're not a real person.
You need to be open and straight up with your kids.
You're gonna walk out on a show because you heard curse words? Go fuck yourself.
Right.
You're gonna be mad at me because I curse in front of my son and you don't?
Right.
Fuck you. Your kids curse more than you, believe me. When your son turns, or your daughter or your son, when they turn 9, believe me, they're saying every fucking dirty word at school.
Absolutely.
Every fucking dirty word. So talk to them like that. Fuck it. Don't be abusive.
Don't pretend it's
don't
not
be
happening.
Abusive. Don't be like Ben's manager. What the fuck? You fucking piece of shit.
Right.
But when I curse at my son, I make it like it's like a dude. Like, Joe, what the fuck, man?
Right.
He loves it. He respects it, man.
I mean, you have a choice not to.
Yeah.
But the thing is, don't judge people that do.
Exactly.
Don't be judgmental. Yeah.
It's their choice. And the kids know the words anyway.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know. My son's cool as shit, and I think I had a lot to do with it. I've been telling him to fuck off since he was five.
Does he tell you back?
Yeah, I let him.
Yeah.
I let him.
So he's like a dude.
But here's the thing. He is one of my dudes. Yeah. But Ben, I know the difference between vicious cursing and just conversational dude cursing.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if we're in
he'll be able to deal with it with his buddies better.
Yeah.
Because he's used to it with
you. He's used to it with me. Yeah. But like I also know that don't curse at me when we're in a fight.
Right.
That's when you talk to me like I'm your father.
Right.
But if we're just doing this dude banter, yeah, if we're playing basketball, he's like, oh, go fuck yourself, Dad. Then, yeah, I'll go fuck myself. I did call a hacky foul. That's fine.
You're right.
That's because I'm old.
You're right.
Fuck you. I'm not going to let you beat me on the dribble. Fuck you. I'm going to grab your neck and pull you back. Right. He always does. He breaks my ankles and I have to trip him or something. I'm like, fuck you, man.
Right.
Is he is he your size yet, or is he?
Yeah, he's about as tall as me.
Wow, man.
Yeah, That's driving me crazy.
You think he's going to pass you?
Fuck yeah, because he's got an uncle that's like 6 foot.
Yeah,
and I think he's got his genes. God damn it! It's hard to discipline looking up.
Yeah, that's how you listen to me.
Listen here, you motherfucker!
Climb a little ladder.
I got a step stool. Go get your father's step stool so I can talk down to you.
So I can yell at you properly.
Ben, this is the best so far. Can we take a break real quick?
Sure, I'll be right. Man.
Hey, this is Ben Bailey. Well, this isn't Ben Bailey. Ben Bailey's on the show.
This is Ben Bailey.
That's him right there. Cash Cab, you guys, you know him. You watch it all the time on the Discovery Channel. 3 Emmys, and he's doing another season again. It takes him to 1 million episodes. We'll be right back with Ben Bailey. Check it out. If you're trying to watch, I don't know, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks, you want to watch comedies, you want to watch whatever it is, whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand, and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app. And it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV.
Hey, you guys, it's Joe Coy from the Coy Pond. If you like my show, then you're going to love John Taffer. That's right, John Taffer, no excuses, on Podcast One. You know who John Taffer is from Bar Rescue? Well, check out his podcast, No Excuses, on Podcast One. That's right, John Taffer, no excuses, on Podcast One. Go check it out now. And we're back with the Coy Pond, you guys. Ben Bailey, everybody. You know what's amazing?
What's up?
Ben, you know what's amazing? Amazing.
What? You know what's amazing, Ben Bazing?
You know what's amazing, seriously? Fuck you.
Sorry.
Come on. Let me be on Cash Cab. Let me just be on it.
Dude, you could be on it.
Really?
Sure, man.
Can I just, like, be on it and just, like, try and win?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, yeah, we're not shooting right now, but when we, you know,
no.
when we're going to be out there again.
Never mind. Go fuck
sure,
yourself.
Sure, you can, dude. No, I'm
I want to
okay.
be on it, man.
That was the most subtle put off I've ever heard.
Yeah. I mean, we're done shooting, exactly, but I mean, I'd love right you to be
well,
on it.
Well, you know, I don't.
You know, we have the home version.
I'll send you the board game.
You just give the questions to the cabbie driving you. Let him ask it.
You just watch the show and pretend. Just close your eyes.
What's next for Ben, man? What's going on? Don't
knows,
you hate that question?
Dude,
I hate that fucking question.
I don't know what's next. I'm still doing a lot of stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do another special. Got a good deal for that in the works, but I'm not sure exactly where that's going to land yet.
I love the fact that you produced...
Developing a couple of shows out here. So.
I love the fact that you produced the first one.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, why would I get into a deal? I'm like, I can shoot this thing myself.
Man.
I don't need to get into a deal with some company that's probably going to fuck me anyway.
Way to say it, bro.
You know? It didn't get a big premiere or anything.
You don't need
like
it,
like it
man.
Might have.
It lives.
It lives online.
On Amazon.
And it's, you know, it's still building, so it's good.
Yeah,
it's been
man.
Out there for like a year and a half or something like that.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about these platforms, man. People are still acting as if they're seasons. There's no such thing as a season.
No seasons.
There is a season. There's a block of 13 episodes you can watch, but it's not a season.
Yeah.
Right. It lives on forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to watch it? Go watch it. Oh, I'm a new fan. Of course. Of what? Well, this show. Okay. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter.
You don't have to like... You don't have to wait for it to go on DVD to go catch up.
Yeah.
Right.
The season starts now and it stays there. It lives forever. So it's like, you know... Yeah, I have my special. It's been a year. It's been on. I still promote it like it just came out yesterday. You know why? Because not everyone watched it.
Yeah, the people who don't know, they don't know.
Exactly. And that's what I love about these platforms, man. We don't have to wait for it to be scheduled. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait for HBO to come out with their month, what they're going to show for. It's like it's on Amazon. Yeah. You want to go see Ben Bailey? Go right now. Are you listening? Go get it.
Go to Amazon Prime, man.
Because Ben is fucking hysterical. People.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no, you've always been funny, man. But, you know, you're one of those comics like when I was at the Laugh Factory. And that it's so cool because do you remember that group of guys that were there? It was like Tony Rock, Bob Saget, you, me, John Lovett started coming around.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That was I had gone back east by then.
But heard
that he started coming around after that.
Yeah.
But he hadn't really done stand-up before
Never has.
Yeah.
But that was who it was, though. It was you. I remember it was you a lot. And then it's like Tony Rock. You remember Tony was there?
Yeah, man.
And Harlan was there a lot.
Yep.
And it was cool, man. That was like our little group of guys. Ben took off right away.
Well, I had already been hitting it I've been doing stand-up for a long time in New York before that, you know.
Yeah.
So...
But you took. I remember seeing you, meeting you, doing the stage a couple times, and then all of a sudden you were like on Cash Cab. I was like, God damn! And I was still at Nordstrom Rack. I'm like, this motherfucker, son of a bitch. I'm getting shoes and shit and telling jokes. This fucker's pretending to drive a cab and giving away money.
Hey, I'm really driving that cab.
Do they make you get a license?
You just
for
came
that?
Back
like a cab
from
license? That's,
yeah, good question.
I did have to get a license. Yeah, I had to get a taxi, a TLC official taxi license, and then like continuing education every year. And
really,
yeah, it was a major pain in the ass.
That's
but worth it. Well worth it, but a lot of hoops to jump through to get the gig, you know?
Yeah.
What a fucking great gig, man.
So strange.
Yeah, like, you didn't expect it to be this long, huh?
No, we didn't. Dude, I almost didn't go to the audition.
What?
Like, if you remember, when you heard about it, but like when I heard of the idea, a game show in a taxi.
Yeah.
I got this audition, it's for, you know. I was like, that is the dumbest, it's the stupidest idea. I just thought it was thought it was ridiculous. It seemed like a ridiculous idea at the time. Now it's like, why didn't we do that sooner? It's actually a great idea, but it just seems so stupid. I know guys that went to the audition, looked at the breakdown of what it was and said, this is ridiculous.
And left?
This is bullshit and left.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah. Guess where they're at? Wendy's.
Nordstrom Rack. But so... it took a while, you know. Like we were shooting for like 3 weeks before we had a game that made us all kind of go, "Holy shit, man!"
So it was basically
this could be something like that. Right. We had this game that was just really great.
Yeah, and it was.
I remember we were all looking at each other like, "Okay, man, this we might have a really good show."
It started coming together.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. It
cool,
took a while
man.
To get to that point, though.
Yeah, And then you got it, and you nailed it.
And it gelled, and then we were like, we got to try to recreate that game.
Yeah.
You know, the speed of the game, how quickly it went, and
yeah.
the pace of it all, and, we found a rhythm. And it was like, holy shit, this works.
How much does the personality of the passenger play into how good that the game comes out?
If we're doing everything else right, it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things about doing the show, is if I get somebody in the back who's too cool for school, like they're like, oh, whatever, it's a stupid thing. And then through the course of the game, I totally win them over, and they've abandoned that, and they're so caught up in it. Yeah. So it's like $400, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite thing, is to like turn them around, and by the end of it, they're like,
yeah,
they're
now they're
so
into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're doing it right, and I'm kind of on my game, we can get anybody into the game, it doesn't matter. Even if they're like kind of a deadbeat at first, I mean, some people are like, "Wow, this is going to be awful TV. We gotta get this guy out of here. This guy has no personality.
Hysterical.
You just camera problem.
You just pull over and drop him off.
You got a camera problem. You look awful on camera. We're gonna have to find somebody else.
Yeah, sorry, you're ugly. We have the ugly cat behind us. Take that. You don't win anything though. Dude, so that's been on Discovery for how long now?
Geez, 12 years?
Damn, dude.
13, going on 13
years. It's so cool that Discovery is that network, too.
Right. Well, it wasn't on Discovery for a while. It was only reruns.
Where was it?
And it still is on GSN.
It started on Game Show Network?
No, it started on Discovery, but when we stopped making new episodes a few years back, they weren't running it on Discovery anymore. It was just on Game Show Network.
Oh, okay.
GSN, I should say.
But Discovery started
it. Now it's on both. Yeah, it started on Discovery.
Really?
Yeah, it's playing on both.
God damn, Ben.
Wow.
That's so cool, bro. Congratulations.
Wait, so you have new runs.
Thank you, man.
You have new runs on Discovery, and then
there's reruns on GSN. Jesus. Yeah. I think they're on every night on Game Show Network at 11.
Oh, you're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's funny. You don't get to choose how you succeed so it's like I never meant to be a game show host.
No.
No. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I still have other things I want to do.
Yeah.
It's actually
like a cop.
Bit, yeah. Yeah, like arrest people. Like bust some fucking heads. No. Like, I always wanted to get into film. I always wanted to make movies. I've, loved movies since I was a kid.
So all right, pursue
that.
Let me interrupt you
real
quick.
And everybody's like, but you're a game show host.
Ben, no. Fuck those people. This is what you are to me. You ready? Okay, for movie ideas. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking amazing ex-football star football, like, coach dad, right? Like, he's coaching, like a Friday night's team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's fucking mm-hmm. Ben Bailey. Mm-hmm. Starring Ben Bailey as Coach Johnson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you ready for this one? Ready for this one? Like a fucking, like a Russian spy or some shit. Like a Russian spy.
I'm trying to do a look. Book that matched that?
Yeah, do that. Right there. I am a Russian spy. I am a Russian spy. I'm
I
here
don't
to
think
get...
I am supposed to say, but I am spy. I'm not good at spy, but I am a spy.
I know for sure I'm not supposed to say something, but just to let you know, I am spy.
I am spy for Mother Russia.
I am spy for Mother Russia and Putin.
I control election in America.
I control all of social media in America.
MAGA.
MAGA. Do you have hat?
Do you have MAGA?
Do you have activewear? MAGA hat?
I come to America look for MAGA activewear.
I only sell two things in America, MAGA hat and Kanye West CDs.
Give to me a sweatsuit. Now a sweatsuit of MAGA.
MAGA. This episode is brought to you by MAGA. There is nothing greater than MAGA. Do it the MAGA way. The Russian way. Dude, I can see you doing that. Hands down. That's fucking Ben Bailey.
I love it, man.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for this season. It's season number 13. No, 12.
12 or 13.
Ben Bailey from Cash Cab, dude. That was so much fun. This was the most fun we've had in a long time,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, awesome. I do, well, you guys have been off for a while.
Right? I do want to see him in a movie.
I do too, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Just like a remake of Over the Top.
Do
like,
it!
Arm wrestling, motherfucker. That guy's good. Bam! Yeah!
Yeah.
That's what I should be, is like a an old school movie, like badass good guy kind of a guy.
Yeah.
That's what I always see my...
Yeah.
Like a good guy who was done wrong, and now he has to kick the shit out of a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's
you're
who
the,
I would
You're the lead play, detective.
Yeah.
There you
no,
go.
No, he's the sergeant.
Yeah.
And he always says this, Peterson, get in here!
I'll have your badge, goddammit.
I need your gun. And your fucking badge.
Oh, chief.
Nah, it's bullshit, man. I got the goddamn commissioner down my fucking throat. You drove a trash truck through a fucking children's hospital? You fucking idiot!
Yeah, well, I caught the bad guy, though, didn't I? Yeah.
What the fuck? Who gives a shit? The city owes about $100 million in building damage, and I gotta talk to the fucking commissioner. Give me your gun and your fucking badge, you piece of shit!
Hey, put it on my tab, okay, Sarge?
Fuck you, Peterson!
Just put it on my tab.
Fuck you, Peterson!
You could have my gun. I got another
Take
one.
Take a fucking shower, Peterson!
I like how your manager is playing your captain.
Yeah.
He's every other character.
Yeah. I got strawberry frappuccino on my fucking chest! Chest.
What do you got it for? You got like a frappuccino on your shirt.
Shut the fuck up, Peterson!
Hey, you want me to go?
Get the fuck out of here!
Is this a bad time, boss? I could come back later if this is a bad time for you.
Shut the fuck up! and then he's halfway down the hall. Peterson!
Yeah, what is it, boss?
Good job!
That's every 80s cop movie.
Yeah,
thanks, boss. Thanks, boss. Could
You're
I have
welcome.
My gun back?
You're welcome.
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Oh, that's awesome. We need to do that.
Ben Bailey, everybody. The fucking great Ben Bailey.
Thank you.
Can you cut that part out? Cut that fucking part out. Ben Bailey, man, you are phenomenal.
Thanks,
you're an
brother.
Amazing game show host, obviously, with your Emmys. You got 3 Emmys from Cash Cab, and of course you can catch season 12 on the Discovery Channel and also the Game Show Network. But most importantly, man, not only it's not showcased on the show as much, but man, this dude's comedy skill is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's kind of like it's kind of up to par. Can you cut this part out? Cut this part out too. Fuck you, Peterson.
I think we should keep it in. It's genuine.
No, it is genuine because I do mean it, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like you got that gig where you're a fucking game show host, and people don't understand that. Yo, you came from the comedy clubs, man. Like you have an amazing talent as a stand-up comic, and when you see him live, you're going to be like, goddamn, this dude is funny. Hands down.
Thanks,
one of the
Joe.
Funniest guys in the game, Ben Bailey. I'm happy to say you're now my friend.
Yeah,
not
man.
Some guy that I worked with on stage from the beginning. So I'm so happy for your success, bro.
Thanks,
and
man.
And I hope
you
there's
too.
12 more fucking seasons. Go watch him live October 19th at the State Theater of Bay City in Michigan. I hope I said that right.
But you did.
And then, of course, there's the St. Louis Funny Bone, which is one of the best Funny Bones in the country.
I love that club, dude.
Yeah,
now they have a
beautiful.
Green room. How great is that?
I know.
A green room now. It's like, oh.
Go see
my
him.
My prayers
man.
Have been answered.
Go see him. November 29th through December 1st. And, of course, his website is therealbenbailey.com. And it's the real Ben Bailey on Instagram and Twitter.
Just real, no the.
Oh, yeah.
Real Ben Bailey real ben on social Bailey. Media, yeah.
Dude, you're the best.
Thank
I love you,
man.
Continued
success, bro. This was really fun.
You too, bro. Love you guys. Bye. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I could fly you out to Paris, yeah, yeah, yeah.